Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with Will Sommer, author of False Flag, one of the great newsletters out there. Should I tease the fact that we're going to be doing a Monday live show?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's roll it out.
So some of you might have seen Bill and Andrew Egger did a Tuesday live show at 10 a.m., calling it Morning Chasers, kind of workshopping that title. Will and I are going to be doing something on Monday, at least as of now, where we're 10 a.m. live. On this YouTube channel on Substack. We're going to be calling it MAGA Monday, kind of recapping what the hell's going on the internet over the weekend. I think it's a public service. This is not live. This is taped. We're going to be talking about Will's latest False Flag newsletter, which looks at Steve Bannon, who is in perpetual hot water, criminally and politically. But this one was surprising because I've been focused on one story and Will writes about quite another. So Will, why don't you unwrap it for us?
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, Steve Bannon's in hot water these days for his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. He was really like one of Jeffrey Epstein's last buddies before he died. I mean, he was, even as everyone else was ditching him, these emails show that he was just like, Jeffrey, we got to do our media training. We got to figure this one out. However, what I look at is a lawsuit filed last week over Bannon's stewardship of the FJB coin. Now, cryptocurrency. And so this is, if folks remember, fuck Joe Biden, that meme, let's go Brandon. Okay. And so that's what it's based on. And so at one point, a few years back, Bannon and Boris Epstein, who is a sort of similar Trump world figure, they purchased this cryptocurrency and were hoping to ride the meme wave. But the investors say it all went south. And now they're demanding their money back with damages. And they have all these sort of sordid tales to tell.
Can you pronounce Boris's name again?
It's Epstein.
No, the first name. You said Borish. Is that the
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I wanted to distinguish from Epstein. And so I was kind of, I was maybe leaning a little too much into the sh sound there.
Oh, no, I think that's probably the native pronunciation. I appreciate your dedication to the details. This coin was stupid. It was stupid for a variety of reasons. One is, who buys a coin that's fuck Joe Biden unless you're like super online? But secondly is the way they structured it, where they like were promising what 8% of the revenue would go to what operating expenses and publicity, and 5% of that would go to charitable contributions. Is that the setup?
Yeah, so this is a funny story. So, you know, all these cryptocurrencies, I mean, this one, like all these kind of other kind of meme coins like Doge or Fartcoin, which had a huge blow up in the early second Trump administration.
What? So to say, Fartcoin?
Yes. Big blow up? Okay. Yes, an eruption. and so it really had no reason to exist. It was started, and then Epstein and Bannon bought it, and they kind of made it look like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like a whole new economy. There's going to be no deflation, all this stuff. And part of that was that there was going to be a 3% transaction fee. So every time you bought something, or, you know, with all your stores of FJB coin, that would go towards kind of managing the coin and promoting it. And the other 5% would go towards charities. And they specifically would say things like the Wounded Warrior Project. So these are like kind of very conservative coded charities about veterans, things like this. But when the investors or the coin holders said, all right, well, can we see where all these, this kind of extortionate 5% is going? Who are you donating to? They really kind of couldn't. They said, okay, well, I don't know. Here's like a $500 check. And I mean, we're talking, this likely would have been in tens of thousands, if not more. Or they would, you know, post a screenshot and the date would be kind of cut off. It was very vague stuff. And so that was one of sort of the initial signs that perhaps something wasn't going right here.
Well, there were signs before that you shouldn't invest in with anything Bannon has done. I'm going to shelve, because I do want to get back to the Jeffrey Epstein relationship and Bannon in particular. But like, Bannon himself has this incredibly sordid history around these types of ventures. There was the whole build the wall fiasco, I want to say, where he was raising what? Money to build portions of the wall, but really just spending it on personal interests like boats and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the great cons of the first Trump administration. I mean, there was this idea among Trump supporters, you know, the wall isn't being built fast enough. So a guy named Brian Colphage, who was a veteran, he was a triple amputee. He says, I'm going to build the wall, you know, give me money and I'll build it. Bannon teamed up with him. They got it. You know, you got to be bad if the Trump Justice Department indicts you, you know, and so they got indicted in the first term. Bannon was pardoned and ultimately pled guilty to a state felony, right? Kind of a minor charge. But yeah, I mean, the money, you know, it was at least on Colphage's part was sort of spent on his personal expenses. You know, and this is one of these ones, you know, these things pop up all the time in right wing media. And I love writing about them. And people say, that's obviously a scam. And I think, well, I can't just call it a scam immediately. I can't say this is a grift. Maybe it'll be true. And then, you know what? It was a scam.
Yeah, this one was clearly a scam. I will say that the being indicted in the first Trump administration is different than in the second Trump administration. I don't think he would be indicted in this Trump administration for what he did with build the wall. I feel like that would just go, they'd look the other way. But the meme coin stuff too, that gets me to this, which is that part of the story is just that the meme coin industry is absolutely the Wild West. There's just, it, to me, and I'm not, I admit, I have very limited familiarity with it. I don't invest in any meme coins. But to me, there's almost no regulation other than people looking at it and saying this is full of shit, and that's not regulation, that would prevent people like Bannon from doing these types of things.
Yeah, I mean, I think at best you could have a civil lawsuit, you know, as people are pursuing here. But I think, you know, what are they going to say? Like, hey, you were supposed to promote the scheme until I cashed out and left some other sucker holding the bag, you know? I mean, like fundamentally, it's obviously a terrible investment. You know, it's funny in this lawsuit. On one hand, you have people like Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, these other right-wing people teaming up with Steve Bannon to promote it. Meanwhile, in the Discord server, which the chat room, which comes out in this lawsuit, you had the administrators of the coin saying, oh my gosh, the money's being pillaged. You know, we're missing $2.7 million and no one can account for it. Bannon and Boris are flushing our money down the toilet. And so this is kind of going on at the same time. I was always curious. They kind of were very vague about their ownership of this coin for a while. And I would say, like, why are they so pumped up about this, the FJB coin, which of course didn't, you know, by then stand for fuck Joe Biden. They had changed it to freedom, jobs, and business, I think. But it was a pretty dismal investment, I would say.
Why did they change it? The whole purpose of the coin was to capitalize on Biden hatred. Why change it?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if they thought that, you know, as they're trying to make this into the new global financial system around the FJB coin, maybe, you know, the Deutsche Bank perhaps might be less likely to accept the fuck Joe Biden coin as legal tender. But then ultimately, you know, I mean, as things start going south, then they say, oh, actually, FJB, forget that. It's now Patriot Pay. And this is going to be the whole new financial platform. But it came to a tragic end in February of last year when they froze everyone's wallets and reportedly, the money is still stuck inside.
Has Bannon said anything about this?
No, not that I've seen. And Boris has not either. You know, as far as I can tell, I think they have kind of just let it drift away. You know, they sunset the project. But, you know, for the people, you know, the guy suing put almost $60,000 in and he says, hey, I need my money back. But I doubt he will ever see it.
Yeah, seriously. All right, let's shift to Bannon himself because it's kind of a weird moment, I suppose, for him. I mean, obviously instrumental to Trump's rise in the first term, cast out pretty early on from the White House. He's maintained this relevance, but it's hard for me to understand, and maybe you can put a finer point on it, just exactly how influential is he in the Trump orbit these days? He's obviously quite public. He's got his podcast, constantly floating a third Trump term. But does he have like that political power that he once possessed?
You know, I think it's a good question. It's a hard thing to gauge. I mean, on one hand, I think he has a pretty engaged audience, the War Room posse, you know, and I think he can kind of highlight legislative issues or put pressure on members of Congress. Unfortunately for him, there's not really a lot getting done in Congress these days. And so, you know, I think his actual level of influence is unclear. I think the Epstein aspect of it is going to make him, I mean, the Trump White House doesn't need any more like a new Epstein story, a new Epstein guy hanging around Mar-a-Lago. And so I think that his influence is kind of hard to gauge. I mean, is he as influential as someone like Laura Loomer? Just pick a random name out of a hat. You know, maybe not. I mean, it's a little unclear.
The Epstein thing in that context is interesting to me. I know we were talking about it over Slack over the weekend, and I wish I had more examples of it, but there are some cases where conservatives, like MAGA types, are just pointing to the fact that he was consulting Epstein constantly. They're emailing. He's apparently did this video documentary with Epstein that we haven't seen. I think at one point they were talking about how to like overthrow or prevent the Pope's election or something like that, him and Epstein. Like really weird, wild stuff. Basically, if you believe that there was like a global cabal, you know, the Bannon's emails would kind of fit into that framework. And conservatives, at least here and there, have pointed to it and said, well, you just get rid of this guy. Like, send him to the outskirts of conservative thought and don't talk to him again. So there, he clearly has enemies within the conservative movement.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a challenging thing for Republicans because on one hand, why not cut him off? He's dead weight at this point, whatever. On the other, then you have to start saying, you know, by the way, all of Donald Trump's stuff about Epstein, that's cool. Don't worry about that. But Bannon is a guy who has made a lot of enemies, one of them being Roger Stone, who has sort of emerged. I mean, all these like these decades long feuds, essentially. And in this case, Roger Stone is like, well, look who got caught in the Epstein files. You know, my old arch enemy, you know, by comparison, you know, he's Mr. Clean. So it's you are seeing these kind of Bannon foes, you know, who have various grievances against him come out.
And then finally, on the meme coin issue, you know, there's tons of other meme coins that conservatives have launched, including members of the Trump family. They don't seem to be doing particularly well. Why is that?
Well, you know, crypto in general is getting hammered. And I think that if you know, Bitcoin's going to be down, I think then something like the Joe Biden coin is really even like these meme coins really take off when there's this heady atmosphere of like, I got to get in, you know, I'm going to miss out on the big spike. And when people feel that that's not happening, I think it's kind of the doldrums. But, you know, if this all surges back, maybe Bannon will be back with a new coin.
And there'll be suckers who invest in it. It's so stupid. Look, people, if you're watching this and you're thinking about where to invest your money, you can do meme coins. That's fine. Have at it. It's just not worth it. You know what is worth it? A subscription to the Bulwark. For False Flag, it's going to give you much more satisfaction than some stupid coin that's probably going to end up valueless. So subscribe to the Bulwark, subscribe to False Flag, subscribe to our YouTube page. We appreciate all the support. We won't screw you over. We won't leave you hanging the bag. Will, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.